Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called The Legacy Hustle, Building Something to Pass On. Now let's dive in. Most entrepreneurs think success means having enough money to retire. But what if I told you the real winners are building businesses that outlive them by decades? Here's what most people don't realize. Research shows 90% of family businesses fail by the third generation. Think about that for a moment. It's not a capital problem. It's a systems and culture problem. The businesses that survive understand something fundamental about legacy building. Every decision you make should pass what I call the could someone else run this test. Start documenting your processes and decision-making frameworks now, even if you're a solopreneur, because legacy isn't built in the exit, it's built in the daily operations. There's also a crucial difference between revenue and legacy revenue. Legacy businesses prioritize recurring revenue over one-time windfalls. They focus on subscription models, repeat customers, and compound relationships. Ask yourself, will this revenue stream exist without my daily involvement? Build customer loyalty that transfers to future owners, not just to you personally. Let me tell you about Sarah. I met her a few years ago when she owned three coffee shops. On the surface, it looked like typical small business success. But when I dug deeper, I discovered something remarkable. Sarah had spent 2 years writing an operations manual so detailed that any manager could run her locations flawlessly. She created profit-sharing incentives tied directly to following documented procedures. When she eventually sold to her head manager, all three shops didn't just survive, they expanded. The buyer wasn't purchasing equipment and real estate. They bought a replicable system. Sarah now consults other food entrepreneurs on systematization while her original shops continue thriving under new ownership. This brings me to what I call the documentation advantage. Every problem you solve should become part of your business knowledge base. Create standard operating procedures for everything: hiring, customer service, quality control. Record video walkthroughs of complex processes. Your future self or successor will thank you for that clarity. Here's what I want you to do this week. Pick one core process in your business and document it completely. Write step-by-step instructions as if you're training someone who's never seen your industry. Include the why behind each step, not just the what. Test it by having someone else follow your instructions exactly. This becomes your first building block toward a transferable business asset. Repeat this monthly until every critical function is documented. The legacy hustle isn't about working forever. It's about creating something so valuable and systematic that it works without you forever. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.